Yeah, it's been unbelievable, to be fair. We thought we'd be up there at the start of the season. We've gone on and won the league.
And I suppose it must be such a fantastic feeling to have their memories and to be in that position where really what you set out to do at the start of the season, you've achieved.
Yeah, last season I thought we'd get promotion, and it's just been the same again this season. We've gone from the start and we had a target and we've achieved that.
And when you look at what happened, that 7-1 win over Whitby, which crowned you as champions, I mean, there's doing it in style and then there's doing that. It was a fantastic result.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable team performance. Right from the word go, we went out and we played our own way and really just killed them off in the first 10 minutes. I think we were 3-0 up after 9, 4 after 20, I think it were. So really just played them off the park, couldn't deal with us.
And after that happened, obviously you had the title celebration and it looked like one of them nights which is going to be really memorable for yourself, so many fans involved enjoying the celebrations.
Yeah, I think we took 1,500 to Whitby, so to do it in front of that many fans was unbelievable, especially away from home. A credit to the club.
And when you look at Darlington, the big news is the fact that you will be moving back to Darlington. Obviously, the last few seasons, it's been one of them where you've been playing kind of away from the home area. Just how important is it for the area that football is returning home?
It's massive. It's a big club and they deserve to be in their hometown. And personally, for me, it's 20 minutes closer, so it's a lot better that way, personally, as well.
And obviously next season for Darlington, it's going to be a case of being in the National League North now, only one step away from the National League. I mean, the progression this club's shown over the last few years really is there.
Yeah, we're only one division away from where they got demoted back down to the Northern League. So it just shows how big the club is and where they're going. They are going places.
And I know, you know, when you look at it, you're a bit of a Harrogate Railway legend. It must be disappointing for yourself to have seen the side get relegated.
Yeah, I'm absolutely gutted for the lads, everyone involved at the club. It's been a tough season for them, especially for us, having to change the whole squad and bring players in from the start and swapped and changed it, but he's had a difficult year. But I'm sure they'll bounce straight back up next season.
And I know that you know Lee really well, and you know just how important do you think it is that he has agreed a new contract to stay on for next season?
I think it's massive. I don't think he's shown what he's capable of because it's been a difficult year. He's having to change. I think he lost eight or nine players at the start of the season, and on a low budget, he's struggled to bring the right players in.
And going back to Darlington, I mean, just what grounds are you looking forward to most to playing? I mean, you know, obviously you've gone up with Salford, you've been there already, that's always a good atmosphere, but are there any teams you're particularly looking forward to facing?
Halifax away and at home, as I'm from Halifax myself, so that'll be a massive two games for me personally, just being from the town and playing against them, it'll be great.
And finally then, you look at Darlington. I mean, next season, it's been a couple of really good years, a lot of success. Just where do you think this side can go for next season?
It will be tough. There's a lot of big teams in there now, as you call them, big teams. But it's not all you've got to look for as well. It's just going to be a tough league to get out of. But I think Martin will bring the right signings in to fit in with the squad. And I think we'll kick on again. They would be happy with a mid-table finish, I think, if not pushing for playoffs.